Were you on CW or Voice?
Voice.
Okay, that's definitely impressive. But you had a, you're on top of a mountain?
No, it's not a mountain. There ain't no mountains up there. Just big hills. Real big hills. I mean, you don't even really notice them until you come back down here. Living up there for all them years, everybody that lives down here, we all refer to you guys as flatlanders. But no, that area, up in that area, it's all woods and it's really hilly. And the area I was in was some of the larger hills. So we were up and above a lot of stuff. But no, that was Voice. And like I said, just off a dipole, slapped over some trees. And did have the power. I was letting it have everything it had. We were pushing 100 watts. But it was, I was impressed. And everybody else was too. But that was, like I said, that was the furthest contact we were able to make all day. And I think it was just fluke and luck that we hit it.
Fluke, luck, and altitude. yeah. Yeah, Saginaw's, yeah, it's basically a crater. They should have named it Craterville. Every direction you go, you're going up.
Well, the little town where I've been staying lately up there, it's called Bel Air. And that place is surrounded by hills all the way around it. It's a big bowl. But luckily where I'm at and having radio set up there is on one of the hills around the town. But from where we were at, I don't remember exactly how many miles it is, I was able to click Traverse City repeater, Wolverine repeater, I think once in a blue moon. I Mancelona was right next door, so that was no problem. I can clip Gaylord every once in a while, and I don't remember if I think I hit Cadillac once, but I think that was one of them oddballs.